Every couple of weeks, we get some audio auto reviews, and Jim's on the line now. This is the Acura ZDX. You had a chance. This thing looks huge, Jim.
I think it's based on the same platform as the Honda Accord Cross Tour, so it actually looks bigger than it is. When you're looking at it, you come up to it, and then actually I'm about 5'7", and I am actually taller than this vehicle, so that's a real plus. But it is quite large. I mean, you get inside it, it kind of feels like a large, tall sports car.
Okay.
It's kind of neat in that way. But they've designed it so that the door jams. I mean, I keep bashing my head getting into and out of this car, and that's getting into the driver's seat. Really? The back seat, I mean, it has a very sloping kind of fastback roof line, and so getting in and out of the back seat is even worse. But once you're in, it's a really nice vehicle.
Hmm. Are you liking it? Like, how long have you had it?
I got it last Thursday, and I'll have it for a couple more days. I took it on a highway trip yesterday, and boy, it's a really nice highway cruiser. I mean, it has lots of power, 300 horsepower, typical Honda Acura VTEC V6 engine.
Right.
Has the super handling all-wheel drive, so it'll be great in all kinds of weather. And you know, very, very comfortable cabin, nicely appointed. Boy, I got into it. Mine is actually, the one I have right now is actually quite a low-end one, if there is such a thing of an Acura. So it doesn't have the, you know, the premium ELS surround sound stereo and that kind of thing.
Right.
But when I got into it, I turned it on and I couldn't see any buttons for the audio system. I thought, what gives? I mean, I can see that there's a button here that says volume and that, but there's nothing to say, you know, radio, AM, FM, right, tape, this sort of thing. But when you press the power on it, all of a sudden, all these lights light up and the buttons in the dash. It's really kind of neat.
Okay, so to wrap up this vehicle then, what else is in its class and does it win its class?
Well, I would say the BMW X6 is in its class, and I haven't driven that, so I really can't say. All I know is that when I got this vehicle, I thought, my goodness, this is the ugliest vehicle I've ever seen. I can't wait to trash this thing. And in the 3 or 4 days that I've had it, I've really started to like it. I now like it a lot. I even don't mind the styling. It's unique, and it looks like it's hunkered down. It looks like it means business, right, and it does. It has it below the sheet metal where it really counts.
Okay, we'll talk about the Infiniti M56 with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, in just a moment. You can find his reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Let's check on Live 88.5 traffic now with Amal Wahab.
And a few
the Acura ZDX, now the Infiniti M56, which is, you know, the top of the line from Infiniti. This thing must be loaded.
There are so many gadgets in this thing that it can drive you nuts. Blind spot warning, okay, no problem. I don't mind I don't really like blind spot warnings, but they're there. They're becoming very popular. I can see why they're there. But this thing has a blind spot intervention. So what it does is helps the driver return the vehicle back toward the center of the lane of travel, away from the vehicle in the blind spot area. So what it does, basically what it feels like it's doing, is grabbing the steering wheel and yanking it away from where you're turning, which is, I mean, maybe it'll save your life, but come on, you shouldn't be getting yourself into those situations anyway. Fortunately, you can turn it off. The one thing that really bugs me, you cannot turn off, well, you can turn it off, but it defaults to being on, is the lane change warning.
Okay.
So that if you are crossing either the dotted or a solid line in the lanes or on the shoulder of the road without your signal light on, it goes beep, 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 beep. I guess, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh.
And of course, sometimes you just might be apexing a corner. You might be just playing. You might be doing something perfectly safe. But the car, boy, I tell you, just drives you nuts. And the eco pedal. Now, the car has four modes. It has sport, which is my favorite. It tightens up the suspension and, you know, changes the engine mapping a little bit. And it makes the car really quite a bit of fun to drive for a large sedan. Then there's standard, which is very comfortable, very luxurious, really nice. Then there's snow, which is obviously is for driving in snowy conditions. And then there's eco, which is so you can save some money on gas. Why you'd want to do that when you just put a 5.6 liter V8 in your car is kind of beyond me. But what it does, I mean, usually you get an eco thing in these cars and just be a little light in the dashboard and it glows green if you're driving nicely. This thing, it actually pushes back on your foot on the gas pedal as you're trying to accelerate. It's like you step on the gas and it goes, oh, no, you're not. Wow. Drives me nuts. Also had an awesome stereo system with speakers built into the seat backs right behind your ears, kind of like they used to do in the old GM stuff.
Beautiful. You can find Jim Bray's reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine, and thanks again, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And here's something new from Arcade Fire.